This is Dr. Davidic Tetting, consultation on Stephanie, S-T-E-F-A-N-I-E, last name Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N, date of birth March 17, 1982, new paragraph. Patient's in for Dr. Fazio, new paragraph. Dear Dr. Fazio, thank you for your referral. This 40-year-old white female does not smoke, drinks socially. She is allergic to opioids. New paragraph. Symptoms: she complains of weakness and shortness of breath, especially on exertion. The patient is has been anemic, and that's the reason for the referral. New paragraph. History of present illness. Patient sees Dr. Fazio as her cardiologist. The patient was found to be anemic, and in March, her hemoglobin was 10.2, hematocrit was 32.8. A repeat also was very similar. That is the reason she is here. Past medical history: she has been anemic most of her life, and that's why she had a simple hysterectomy in 2008. Thereafter, she used to donate blood regularly until 2 years ago, and they stopped allowing her to donate since she was found to be anemic. New paragraph. Her past medical history also includes history of gastric sleeve surgery. This was in 2016. Following which she said she lost about 150 pounds. She had a cholecystectomy in 2017. The patient also had ablation of the cardiac musculature for arrhythmias. She also gave history of 2 C-sections. New paragraph. Current medication: she takes oral iron supplement, chewable. New paragraph. Physical exam: this is a 40-year-old female, 5 feet 7 inch tall, weighing 176, blood pressure 154/92, IZNT grossly unremarkable, lymph nodes negative in the neck, JVP flat, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear. Heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities minimal edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis: diagnosis 1, iron deficiency anemia. Diagnosis 2, history of bariatric surgery. Diagnosis 3, history of shortness of breath and weakness from above. New paragraph recommendations: we'll go and draw the blood as a baseline and check CBC, hemoglobin, CBC, iron, ferritin level, and reticulocyte count. And then I asked the patient to increase her oral iron to 3 in a day. We'll recheck it in a month. If she improves on oral iron, we'll continue that way. If not, she might require intravenous iron infusion. New paragraph. Thank you for your referral. This is a consultation on Stephanie, S-T-E-F-A-N-I-E, Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Fazio. Thank you.